Are you looking for another dope podcast to listen to? Well, The Turn On explores the ins and outs, and I mean ins and outs, of having sex while black. Every Wednesday, the hosts, two black women who have been best friends forever, read sexy erotica, then have real, hilarious convos about the places where sex meets the rest of our lives, from race to politics to wellness. The Turn On is a community for black folks who want to open their minds and revel in the fact that we love and have sex too. And it doesn't have to be political or scandalous or dirty unless we want it to be. Season 4 starts today. Type The Turn On into your favorite podcast app and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. Learn more at theturnonpodcast.com. It's a new year, and it's time for new possibilities, and do we ever need them? Cricket Wireless can help you make the easy switch to the mobile plan that's right for you, starting at $30 a month. Smile, press mute on your mic. If you're going to sip that drink while I'm recording the damn ad, Asante, let me reread this.
I know what's that
about,
my man.
Okay, here we go. It's a new year, and it's time for new possibilities, and do we ever need them? Cricket Wireless can help you make the easy switch to the mobile plan that's right for you, starting at $30 a month. Smile and switch to Cricket. Activation and other fees and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See store for details.
Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as K Friend. Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone. Let's start the show.
I'm in the zone.
Yeah.
You know, you sit up here.
Why
you
not? Well, the remaining members, yes.
Why? What happened to water?
Grown-ass people sit
Did he quit the band?
Now, I know you may have had a little difficulty, you know what I mean? May have been a little inaudible, because much like this weekend's versus battle between Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isley Brothers, Steve Harvey was talking too damn much. So it was hard for you to hear what I really wanted you to hear in the clip, which was none other than the genius known as Noah Rene Verrett, excuse me, who is a genius.
Truly.
And was able to deduce based upon her own little logic and reasoning. After looking at the name of the group on the Versus battle, she said Earth, Wind, and Fire. Well, what happened to water? Did they quit the band? That's what this is a child now, okay? A child. This is why in the Bible it said out of the mouths of babes. This is, and not only is it funny, because she definitely chuckled after she hit her little 1-2 on her comedic stance real quick. However, did she lie?
She knows she funny.
Did she lie?
No.
Did she lie? She did.
No, don't lie now.
And it's just further proof that we need to remain inquisitive. We need to always think a step beyond what is required of us. We need to always think bigger and think ahead. Because she saw what the name of the group was. They told her Earth. They told her Wind. They told her Fire. But in her mind, she said, well, what in the hell about the water? And asked about it, okay? And then went on to once again infer, did he quit the band? You know, so were they all had were together at one time based on what I learned in science class, okay? That's what she was presenting to us. So I think it just is a reminder to be ever present as a student of life, ever inquisitive. No question is a dumb question. There are, however, stupid questions. Now, that's where I draw the line, because there are no dumb questions, but there are some stupid ones. And with that being said, that wasn't one of them. Noah, you're an angel and a gift from God. Your brilliance is beyond your years.
I love her.
Welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene, because who in the hell wants a musty brain? I don't, you don't, friend, you is the same. That's a new little spin I wanted to put on, because I was trying to think of something different like Noah was. So anyway, hey, wow. Friend, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing. Do y'all see how tan I am?
Yes, I do, baby. You look like
you
California
still look like
your son.
Yeah, she's still looking like you West Coasting.
Do you see me? And then I laughed because when I was in LA with Jade and Crystal, and Jade and I popped up at the airport with braids, and we busted out laughing because we remember when Dustin was like, when black.
You know it. Say it because you did it.
When black women travel, they got to have the braids. They got to have the jeweled sandals.
Jeweled sandals. A maxi dress. Crossbody bag.
The crossbody bag. We had at least three of the four. Mm-hmm, so you just got to laugh.
Arrived in style and functional.
In
I love
style,
it.
But we had such a good time. We deserve that break. It was nice to get some sun and just chill. I got to see India Sean.
Yes.
My booby Scooby. We just basically laid on the couch and watched the Tina documentary. But
she's so dope. Shout out to India.
So dope. And I was just so happy to spend some time because I actually hadn't seen her. I didn't realize we hadn't seen each other in like a couple of years at this point, if you count, you know, the pandemic time. And then I got to see Jesse, of course. Those are always like the first two people that I have to see when I get to LA. But we had
a blast. When did you go in the studio?
You know, we'll talk about that another day.
Oh!
But
all right,
reeling it back in. How are you guys doing? And do you have any announcements for the class?
I have an announcement this week. You have an announcement, Asante, because if so, you can go first.
I do not. Please go on ahead.
I just want to ask first because I'm a gentleman. You know what I'm saying?
Don't start now.
I ain't starting now. I've been that way. Okay, I've been a gentleman with style and grace, class, dignity. Anyway, shout out to Business Insider, who is now known as The Insider. Business Insider is one section of The Insider now. But they invited me to be in conversation with Carlos King. Y'all know how I feel about Carlos King.
Can it be any more perfect?
Shout out to super producer, television producer, executive producer, and owner of his own production company, Kingdom Reign Entertainment, Carlos King. Today was a special day for him. He announced his first look deal with OWN Network.
Oh, shoot.
Really, really huge partnership for him. And they also dropped a Q&A interview of him and I in conversation presented by Business Insider. So dope.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It felt really good to write that, write those questions, excuse me, and just kind of pick Carlos's brain, ask him about his experiences as a television producer, a little bit about his history coming from Detroit. Him and I have that in common. We're both from Michigan, both Midwestern black gay boys, you know what I'm saying, who work in entertainment. So meeting him in that space, in this incarnation of ourselves, was
come
refreshing.
Come on, incarnation of ourselves.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was really a good feeling. And we got the interview got a little juicy towards the end. So for those of you who had questions regarding, I'll just say, those of you who are familiar with his work and knew the scuttlebutt surrounding his involvement in what took place at the season 9 reunion of Real Housewives of Atlanta, I asked him about it, and he gave an answer, a direct answer. So you can look forward to that, but shout out to everybody at The Insider and everybody at OWN Network, specifically Joy Marie at Insider and Silva.
Hey, Joy Marie.
Thank you so much. Mwah. And that's it.
Yay. Hello.
Fran, any announcements?
Well, yes, I wanted to thank you guys first for the support with the Penguin Random House campaign that I posted on Instagram. Thank you guys always are so lit.
Yes, read to sleep, baby.
Read to sleep, super cute. And shout out to Justin Lamar because he really killed that picture. I think it's one of my favorite campaign pictures I've taken. So thank you for that. And then I wanted to also thank BET. They highlighted me as part of their Phenomenally Her series, where asked, isn't that so sweet? And which I just love that. I was like, okay. And they asked me questions about code switching to land deals, whether I do that or not, which I don't. I was like, I hire people to do that. I don't code switch. Just asking about my career, what my future plans are, and what advice do I have for those that are starting out. So the clip that I posted on my Instagram today was where I answered what advice I have for those starting out. So thank you to BET for the highlight. It was for Women's History Month, so I'm a little late in posting it, but
that's okay.
It's always Women's History Month. Because we're always out here working. So just wanted to let you guys know that that's available on my Instagram. And if you want to watch the rest of the conversation, it's on the Phenomenally Her hashtag, or you can just go to the BET Instagram. And just wanted to thank everybody in advance for all the love. And we have a collective announcement that we have been waiting is a month in the making because it's been a lot of work.
A lot of work,
but we are so excited to let you guys know that we will be on Patreon.
Yes. Yeah, nigga.
That's come right. On, we're gonna be on Patreon, zone.
Baby.
So if you go to patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast, you can't mm-hmm. miss it, you will see that we have 4 spinoff shows that are available right now as you are listening because it's already live. Anybody want to jump in and talk a little bit about what the shows are?
I definitely am down to jump in and do just that. y'all know I love having a good time. You know I'm here to make you laugh in addition to other shit, but that's what I'm here for. So on Patreon, I have a really exciting new show called Warning Signs, right? And it is simply a fun comedic take on the weekly zodiac, astrological signs and their predictions for that week, and then I apply that to some pop culture reference, and you'll get it once you watch the show. It is very fun and funny, and it's only going to get better. So that's what's going on in there with me.
That's right. And also adding to the Patreon, which is just an extension of ourselves on this show,
right.
I have my show, which is ETA. It's Everything Asante, where I'm talking everything from entertainment to tech. And initially I said art, but it's mostly going to be anime. So, you know, and I'm still going to talk music, but I'm just giving you a little bit more of Asante, opening up more there, creating my space there. And then, of course, you know, we're going to get some more Fran. Fran, tell the people more about what you're giving them.
So I have a spinoff show called The Woo, so appropriately titled, where I will be talking to my favorite practitioners, my favorite thought leaders in the wellness industry, and most importantly, my bomb-ass friends who are doing amazing things. I'll dig a little bit deeper into their thought process with their work, and you guys ask us a lot of questions about finances and business models. I'll make sure to dig into that as well, especially with a lot of our Black women peers, how they're paving the way and busting ceilings. So it's an interview-based series, which I've always wanted to do. And mm-hmm. I think this is a really cool way to kick that off. And it's going to be phenomenal. When you go to Patreon today, because I trust that you will see that my first interview is with Shameless Maya.
Yeah.
Who we love. And it's about an hour and a half. So it mm-hmm. is juicy. It's good. We talk about her international move, her marriage, her baby that's on the way. Mm-hmm. She had actually just announced it that day, so I was so happy we could actually talk about
Shameless
it.
Shameless mama.
So so I'm really excited. And, you know, we're best friends, so it was less interview and more just like what our phone call, a phone call between us would be, which is like what I kind of want the show to feel like. Yes. I don't want it to feel like I'm just like shooting questions. I want it to feel like we're sitting in my living room just having a good time. So that's The Woo. And then collectively, we have a show called The Binge, where it's kind of an extension of TV Land, where each one of us will pick a show, a documentary, a movie, whatever we want, and we'll narrate it and recap it. Right now we have Dustin doing The Bernards.
Buried by the Bernards on Netflix. What else are we going to do? It's a whole show on Netflix about a Black family funeral home in Memphis, fucking Tennessee. You think we're not going to review it on The Binge? We are. So look forward to more of that, okay?
And
it's
Dustin
our opportunity to highlight what's funny to us. Yeah, I am.
Dustin's
damn right.
Spearheading that one, so you know it's jokes, so funny. And of course, the best part of all of these shows is that the first tier that we have available will show you all the audio, and then the second tier, which is a premium tier, will show you all of the video. You guys have been asking us for years now, please show us, you know, how you guys look. Dustin's name changes on Zoom, all the funny moments. You want to see it? We got it for you. And not only do we have video of these spinoff shows, but we'll also have video clips every week of whatever the funniest moment of the Friend Zone Weekly show was. We'll capture that. We're going to start recording the show as a whole so that we can just capture whatever was the funny moment of the week. And we'll have that available for you, too, in the Friend Zone Premium.
Yep. So you can be a part of all the fun, special things that you normally just get to hear, you're now getting a more full sensory experience of the Friend Zone.
Exactly.
And we're so excited to bring that to you guys. So it's launching today. By the time you hear this show, yes, you'll be able to go straight directly over to patreon.com. Search the Friend Zone. You'll find us. We'll come right up and you can join our Patreon today. Thank you guys so much. We're so excited to be able to do this show with y'all. Yes.
Yes, right? We are. Something fun for everyone.
And it's just new, fresh ideas. What are we hitting? 6 years? We got to put some new, fresh blood into the show. And this is how we continue to grow and expand every year. So thank you in advance to those of you who are going to sign up. Oh, actually, we forgot one more thing.
What we forgot.
We're also doing a monthly live stream.
Yes.
How can we forget that?
So much
that?
Stuff. Because there's so much we give into the people. We just, you know, it's getting lost in the shuffle sometimes. Yes.
Yes, if you sign up for the Friend Zone Premium, where the videos will live, you will also get a monthly live show with us where we'll do a Q&A with our audience. That's going to be really exciting because it'll kind of be a replacement for the tour that we are unable to do until we figure out when we are able to do that again. So that's going to be fun for us, too, because that's a cool way for us to get to hang with you guys every month. I think that's it. I'm like, yeah, so much stuff, but I think that's it. So Friend Zone on Patreon, that's Patreon, and you spell that P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. Go there now and you will find our shows waiting on you.
We can't wait to see you.
And with that being, with all that being said.
All of that. All of that.
I feel like I need to jump up and down. I have the Black Business of the Week. And this is actually thanks to Crystal who put me on. So there's these two siblings, you guys. They're so cute. Zach and Zoe and the Sweet Bee Farm. It's two. Okay. They're so cute. So Crystal had this honey with like ginger and one with lavender. I'm like, where are you getting this from? So she puts me onto the website and it's zachandzoe.co. That's zachandzoe.co. And I was reading, they said that Zach was suffering from severe allergies. The parents tried raw honey and he started feeling so much better over time. So much so that it inspired them to start their own bee farm. That's how impacted he was by this. And if you go on the website, mind you, this is a company by two little kids. So that is already incredible. You'll find lavender honey, ginger root honey. They even sell honeycombs. You can actually get a piece, which is fucking lit.
I've always wanted to eat a honeycomb. I just wonder if it was like what it's like in cartoons.
Just gnaw on it.
I've always wanted to eat that. Yeah.
Bee pollen. I mean, you name it. They have all these different flavors. And obviously, if you just want straight honey, they have that too. But Zach and Zoe are the absolute cutest. And I am so here for little kid farmers. So Zach and Zoe Sweet Bee Farm. That's zachandzoe.co. And that is the Black Business of the Week.
Fran, I got a question about the Black Business, though. Because you said that the parents, they started it because the little boy, Zach, with CH, right?
Yeah.
You said that he was having really bad allergies, right? And so that's why they gave him the raw honey. And then they were so, it was such a relief for him that they started their own bee farm. Because they was tired of that little nigga sneezing. That's what that was. They was tired of nighttime, all they heard was,
I really sat here thinking
rubbing his eyes. They were sick of seeing them red ass eyes. I'm talking about things that I know because I go through it. Y'all know. Remember I had to stop the histamines when we was in San Francisco. I told y'all I suffered from this. And so I know what his parents, they were sick of staying up on. They were sick of that nighttime sniffling, sneezing as Zachary in the room. That's what they were tired of.
Yo,
and turn their pain into profit.
All jokes aside though, now that you mentioned San Francisco when you got so sick and I was so sick, I really feel like we had early COVID. I swear to God, I was talking about that with XD. Because I'm not someone that catches colds or has, like, you know, sneezing, none of that. Very rare. Like, I haven't gotten colds since I was a lot younger. And for me to have gotten that fucking sick.
I guarantee you that's what it was, now that I think about it, because we were in San Francisco. What are they famous for? Rice Arona. Okay. The San Francisco treat. That's what we got, goddamn it. We got Rice Arona while we was in San Francisco, goddamn it. Remember how we was rubbing our
I mean, sick as a dog. And remember, we were in the hotel room just ordering food.
Yes.
I think we were in Crystal's room just ordering food. Everybody was sick as a dog.
Well, I had still went out, but you're right, though. I took me a Motrin and shut my ass up and went on and went out. But I was still sick, and you're right. But that's what we got. We got Rona.
I can't believe it. But anyway, I was just wondering that with XD. I was like, you think we got Rona? Early one?
Ask Zachary.
But that's it. So I forgot how this show goes. I'm like, what's next, y'all?
Last week.
So on last week's episode titled Seven Fingers on One Hand. Thank you, Dustin Ross. Dustin shared a clip from Love and Marriage Huntsville to discuss the larger conversation of homophobia in the Black community. And as always, that's those right. of you listening had a lot to say. Who stood out to you, Asante?
I want to give a shout out to Liv in the emails. And as always, don't forget to email us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com because so many of you email us and then I just forget. Maybe I should shout out the email for those of you that don't remember. Anyway, this one goes out to you, Liv. The subject here is checking homophobia while they're young. Hey, y'all, I think the topic was amazing this week and a necessary conversation. I agree that homophobia is so outdated. As an educator and counselor in schools, I believe it is so important that these conversations start as soon as possible. I work in middle and high schools and have always made it a point to hang the LGBTQ pride flag in my classroom. Teaching in the hood, many students have already had homophobia ingrained in their minds, so it provided an opportunity for us to discuss homophobia and check that shit while they're young. With empathy. It is so important, and my students who identified LGBTQ would always thank me for hanging their flag because they wouldn't see it anywhere else or feel accepted anywhere else. Kids with trash and tolerant mindsets learn from trash adults in their lives, become the trash adults we have to fight against for equality. Appreciate y'all. In service, Liv. So I just wanted to shout Liv out. That was really dope. Just coming from somebody out there still working with the kids and the students, you know, because it sucks that we are having to talk about such an outdated conversation. But as she said, it is an important one. And as Dustin brought it up, it was a great conversation last week.
Very
so good. We hit all those points. So, friend, how about you? What did you find out there in them streets?
So on SoundCloud, Tamara Brown said, thank you.
He's pipe crack pipe. Same thing.
I just knew it was going to go one step too far.
Please correct
me. Thanks for playing, friend.
Thank you for bringing such an important conversation. Growing up in the South and in church, I am still unlearning a lot of harmful rhetoric as an adult. I love the self-reflection because that's the only way that we can make shit change. Exactly. Admitting where you can make some changes too. So, Dustin, what'd you find in the Twitter streets?
What's up, everybody? I've wanted to highlight a lot of tweets, but I know we've kind of...
Because it was so many, right? I had so many.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So thank everybody for engaging with us on last week's show. That was a very sensitive issue for us. It was personal and very real. And I'm sure, you know, some area of your life is touched by that conversation. So in other words, now, so here we go. I have a tweet from... @_MateoMontana_, which their
Mateo
name is
Montana. Montana.
That's a name.
In the bleak midwinter ... is their name on Twitter. So I'm not really sure, but you seem deep. So, but their tweet was hilarious. They quoted a tweet from Ron the Creator, Forever Ascending, who said, "What type of music are kids conceived to now?" With 4 question marks. Because you know. Once that Verses came on with the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire, everybody became that one person. This is real music. I don't know what they making nowadays. This is the real thing. I don't know why we can't like everything. And we can't like the old shit and the new shit. But you know, everybody was on that type of time. So this is how you properly troll a question like that, right? So this person says, "What type of music are kids conceived to now?" And here's what Mateo Montana offered up.
Wow.
How crazy that we know what that is off of a fucking 3-second sound.
Straight up, exactly. And we know what kind of sounds come after that sound. So I just thought that was hilarious.
They're like,
that's what I want
are
to
you
share
still watching?
Right. Yeah, but not that, not Netflix.
Okay. Watching
Net Sticks. Net Tits. Net Clips. Everybody's involved. You know, everybody. Oh my God. We're inclusive.
He's still going.
The fact that I was like, Net Dicks. I'm like, okay.
Hey, everybody's here. I'm trying to tell you. Love wins. Okay.
Oh, God, forgive us.
And for the Tiger King crew, Net Hicks.
Oh, God.
And for those of you who only last 3 minutes, here Net Quicks. Okay.
I see we got our Patreon clip.
Woo! Lord have mercy.
Look at Asante. God. He don't even know what to do.
I just already know what's going to happen.
What
so
kind
I'm just,
of episode we about to have?
Look, I'm arming myself, okay?
So this week's episode is an Asante takeover. We are going in cold. We have no idea what's happening. So if you want to take it away and let us know where we're headed.
Well, well, well. Once again, it is my turn. And so because it is my turn, we get to do whatever I want to do. So do you know what I want to do, Fran?
Talk about tech.
Do you know what I want to do, Dustin?
Yes, because I watched the video. But I wasn't supposed to say that. I'm sorry. I messed your thing up.
No. It's fine.
Not I messed your thing up.
Look, both answers were correct. Because today, I want to get high.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, well, today we're getting
high
today.
You see Dustin's face? He looked at you like, well.
I didn't know this.
No.
That ain't no problem.
But maybe not in the way
your
you
tray
think.
Is so cute. Let me see.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, let me see that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
that's you. Nice. A little frost. Oh, yeah. That's I like frosty. That one. I like that one. The frosted.
I wish I could show you mine, but it's in the room with jewelry on it. I use it to hold my necklaces.
Look, listen, so you got adornment. Okay.
I was about to say, so you got them gold blunts, huh? Okay. They're gold wrapping paper.
Low-key friend, you need a weed strain. I'm so sorry, but you do need a weed strain named after you. It would sell.
I could see that.
Smoking honestly.
That well, now that New York is legalized. Brr, 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 brr.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of
did we
business.
Have an announcement? That's the announcement, goddammit, right there.
Yes, absolutely, friend. I am not leaving. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that
how, are,
to hear
how
this.
Are y'all feeling about that? Are y'all hyped as fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it's in a. I mean, the part of me don't give a shit, but the other part of me is like, it's fine because I was doing it anyway. But now it's literally fine, so it's like fine.
Look at Dustin looking up to the ceiling, waking up in the morning.
I've been fighting for so long, fighting. For years, struggling in the trenches just to be seen and understood. And so this right here ain't no more enjoying the sidewalk. We enjoying the city. Because in New York, baby, we can smoke. So that's what
dude,
I'm
dude, the next morning, I literally saw a girl walking down the street just smoking. I don't know why that was so funny. Because it was like 8 in the morning.
She ain't give a damn.
Hell yes. Hell
she
yes.
was crossing the street, flipping her braids. I was like, this is so fucking funny. It's awesome.
As soon as I
though.
Read the announcement, I heard I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross in my head. Like, as soon as I read the announcement, I heard I'm coming. I just heard it in my head.
Low key, I did want to do an episode about this, but I didn't know how comfortable it was going to go. But since we doing it, we might just finna do it.
It's legal.
I mean, hey, right? It ain't nothing
well,
wrong.
Okay, so, well then, I always got some weed questions now. So when did you start, like when was the first time, that not even that you smoked, but like maybe the first time you might have interacted, like thought about it? Because for me, I don't even remember, and this is just for me, because I know that there are people that are, and you don't even got to incriminate yourself and say you've been doing it since however long, just however long you've been aware. I wasn't even aware of it in school. Like, it happened, I guess, and like, I guess people talked about it and they did it, and I guess I was just too all over the goddamn place, so I was never settled enough to just be caught anywhere. So it wasn't even in my thought space, because even talking to my mom in adulthood about it, like, in adulthood, I was like, oh girl, I didn't even realize that's what you was doing. Like, it didn't even hit me anytime in like middle or high school. Like, she in here getting lit. Like,
wait,
I found
wait,
out
wait,
like
wait,
way
wait.
Later.
Wait. Your mom was smoking and you didn't realize?
I had no idea.
How did she pull that off?
First of all,
that's amazing. Mama's gonna know.
I found the memorabilia and everything at one point, and I had no idea what it, and me and her talked about this, so I could put the business out there. So I don't want nobody out there that's like, this nigga talking to them. But me and her talked about this because low-key I was like, girl, we should talk about this. And she was like, I mean, we don't gotta talk about nothing, but you know, just so you know. So it was crazy that when I was younger, I remember finding like the little papers and the roller and stuff. I didn't know what the hell it was. There wasn't, but she wasn't keeping the flower with it, or she kept it separate or something, because I never caught the flower or the smell, let alone a sense of like,
Mom.
Oh, this girl got, all I caught was the incense at most, and the incense didn't smell like none of the weeds that I've experienced. So I'm just like, damn, girl, how is you doing it? Like, to this day, I am like floored.
Honestly,
like, she'll be like,
I found
you
that so cool.
Know.
Like, well, I had a friend, I won't put her business out there, but I had a friend whose parents both smoked, as well as her older brother. And I would come into the crib and it was just like a music video, just haze. And I'd be like, wow, that's so crazy. Like, it used to blow my mind. Like, yo, your family's in here getting lit up. And she would just come. We'd go to the room and do our homework. Obviously, you'd catch secondhand smoke because it's like the whole house is lit. And then I used to get shook because I'm like, man, I hope my mom don't smell it on me and think that I'm smoking. Because we were really young. We were only like, we had to be 12, so you know, I didn't want mom. Yeah, I didn't want my mom looking at me crazy. But I always thought that was cool. To be honest, I thought it was cool that her parents didn't. That they were just doing it. Like, it's just, this is our lifestyle, and it is what it is. And the cool thing is, my friend and her siblings, outside of her older brother, they didn't care to smoke. Like, it didn't influence them in any way. Like, two of her younger siblings don't smoke at all. To this day, they're all in their mid-20s. And my friend started smoking a little bit in college, and then she kind of just was like, it's not for me. So I think that's cool, too, because that says a lot. Like, you're not going to do it just because it's in front of you.
Absolutely. Now, my, you know, life for me ain't been no crystal staircase. Okay? My parents are very, 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 very straight-laced. Okay?
Right.
Conservative Christians, you know what I'm saying, who they don't play that shit. And growing up, so like, my parents don't smoke cigarettes. They never smoked weed in our house or anything like that. We had other people, like family members, who smoked on the low, but nobody really did that shit. My parents didn't party, like, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't their vibe.
Yeah.
So of course, I came out a natural born fucking party animal. Like, I've always been about a good time since I was a kid. Discovery Zone, Chuck E. Cheese, you name it. Like,
ooh, I love Discovery Zone.
I'm going DZ for Discovery Zone. So, I've always been fun loving. However, I was always afraid to smoke weed because I did not know how my body was going to react.
Same.
And I was already going to parties, sneaking and doing stuff as I got older, you know what I'm saying? Sneaking and going different places where I already wasn't supposed to be according to the house rules, you know what I'm saying? So being out of my mind, it just wasn't an option because I had to make it home and not get in trouble. But baby, life went on. I grew into the fullness of myself. I moved to New York and I didn't smoke my first blunt, joint, any of that until I was in my 30s.
I
was well into my 30s. Well, not well, because now I'm like well into my 30s. But this is like,
we damn near out of it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was about 33 and a third, you know what I'm saying, somewhere in there. And I smoked. My sister had given birth to the first she was the first out of my siblings to give birth. And my brother and I were going to Houston at the time to see the baby. Aww. And my brother was like, we got to smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I, by that point, I had already been hanging around other people. I'm not going to put nobody else that's on this show hosting this show with me. I'm not going to put them out there. But I had been hanging around, you know, a lot of other people who, you know, have partaken in marijuana. And it just was not something that had the stigma attached to it that it had previously anymore. For me, it was no longer a seedy, you know, drug that was the door to, you know, your life going down the tubes. And then I watched motherfuckers smoke weed and do better. I watched people who, you know, who were, you know, professionals. Okay, I'll just put it like that. In whatever area that they worked in, but they were literally bona fide professionals, doctors, attorneys, surgeons, all kind of shit. People who smoked marijuana and enjoyed it. I became aware of the different ways to consume marijuana. You didn't always have to smoke it. It was something that you could eat. You know what I'm saying? It was just
teas.
So many other things. And then when I finally made the decision to try pot, I cussed everybody out because I'm like, you motherfuckers ain't explain this to me right. You nobody say, all right, Dustin, so I got something that is going to make you taste notes in food you've never tasted before.
Real.
You're
going
to hear instruments and songs that you never paid attention to before.
Yes.
Walking through the street, you're going to hear sounds in the city that you never paid attention and feel rhythm.
Yes.
You're going to go into parties and you're going to feel the bass and the music in your taint. Nobody told me that. You know what I'm saying? Anybody
and
tell me that?
And intimacy, how different intimacy gets heightened.
Well, I was going to wait till the conversation segued, but let me tell you something, baby. It ain't nothing like. Ooh, I just got, oh, my Lord.
So,
wait. All I'm going to say is that's a key, it's a key component to a lot of good grown times going on. That's
Amen.
All I'll say. Because, baby, it's a stimulant, it is a stimulant.
In high school, I had a job and, oh, well, I had several jobs rather, but one of the last jobs I had in high school and I think I graduated with, I was working at a fucking call center and there was a dude that I was working at the call center with and he was like, you ain't never got high. And it was like the summer after I graduated, he was like, oh, we got to smoke. And we like hotboxed for the first time.
Ooh,
and
damn.
It was so cool. Like, first of all, I didn't feel like I was high. I was like, I don't really think I'm high. But just like the hot boxing was so cool to me. I was like, damn, like the music is lit in here. Cause you know, when the system is booming and then like the smoke was going, I was like, I see why people smoke. Like just for this right here, hot boxing. And to this day, one of my favorite things to do, and I know it's so ignorant, it's the hot box. Shout out to Claude. When we was hot boxing in London, because all I know is when we was on the hunt, baby. And so it ain't nothing like being somewhere and you can't
find
nothing.
Come on, hot boxing in London. What a life.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's stuff like that that like really, like it's one thing to like have tapped into like weed culture, but like international weeding is like a whole nother thing. I don't even want to go into that. Let me tell you
how this, they call it a gateway drug. It's not a gateway, it's a gatekeeper drug. Weed brings people together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it is far more, cannabis consumption is far more sophisticated than most people know. It is not something that is reserved for, you know, gutter butt trash and gutter snipes and you know what I'm saying, and bad baby snipe and all of them. It ain't just for people like that. It is something that is that you can educate yourself about.
Right.
There are so many different strains and different things to know how to really optimize your usage of marijuana or cannabis.
Right.
Plus, it's fun. You can be anywhere. This is pre-corona now. Disclaimer, this is pre-rona because things in the game didn't change now.
Right.
But you could have been out amongst, I have been, one time I went on a date with this model to a Haim concert, right?
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to you. You know who you are. So, literally, me and the model were the only people of color who were on the floor. We were three rows from the floor at Radio City Music Hall. Of course, figured out a way to make it happen. And ended up, it was like a pass it moment type thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, great time. Another
at Radio
time.
City, that's wild.
I've done it. I'm not going to incriminate myself,
that.
But just know that I have.
That is magic.
Policemen, you name it. Like I have enjoyed this with several different types of people. I'll just put it to you like that. And I remember one other time. Myself and two of my really close friends. I'm going to try to tell these stories without naming names because I don't know who wants their business told. But two very close people to me, one of whom, if you listen to this show, I guarantee you know who one of the other one is. Or you might know who the other one is too. But anyway, this is a couple years ago. We were at a club in New York City. And I'm telling you, it was like nothing you had ever seen. The club you went in, it's in Midtown. I can't even remember the name of it, but friend, you know it, and Asante, you do too, because the roof opens all the way up. And it's not Copacabana. It's the one that's like wooden on the inside, and you can go up like levels. You know what I'm talking about.
I think I know what you're talking about.
We up there. I had on the it was right when like summer was turning to fall. So it was still warm outside, but still kind of chilly, just chilly enough at night where that air would feel good. I had on a brand new like red. It was like a, remember that red like velour Nike sweatsuit I had? Mm-hmm. You remember with the hood? I had just got it. It was for that party. So we was wearing that shit and the roof opened up and I probably had 5 or 6 blunts that I had lit and passed in rotation.
God.
To like, because we had like a section, you know what I'm saying? And we all was vibing. And it was the first time that I had heard that song Hurting Me by Stephon Don. And I'll never forget it. I will never forget that feeling of that breeze, the fucking roof opening up in this club. And you could smoke in there. We was like, you know what I'm saying? Because we was getting so much love. I'm going to find a video. I have a video clip on my phone from cute. That night. And I'm going to find it in the show
and
to y'all.
Tweet
it's,
no it.
Rather, it's just, oh my God.
See, I actually want to ask my mom, because I don't know if she's ever smoked. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I know my mom has never smoked cigarettes. She wasn't much of a drinker. She's more of like a social drinker, you know, so she might have beers at like a family party cookout, yeah, you know, cookout type, but not someone that would be at home like kicking it back like I would,
right?
Like I was secretly doing it in my room. But as far as weed, I think the first time I was smoked was in college, my freshman year. Mm-hmm. So I had to be what, like 18. All my friends smoked in high school. But I just didn't, I think I was too scared of losing control. And I felt like with liquor, I could control it more because you know your boundaries. But when you're smoking, you have no idea where it came from. You have no idea if it's sativa, if it's indica, if it's hybrid. Like, you just don't know.
You just don't know.
And the reality is most of your homies that have it don't even know either. It's not like they can break down the education of like what they're carrying. So I was always shook. I was like, I'll be the one that'll fucking, you know, be naked running down the street. Like, I just didn't want to play with that. To be honest, liquor was more my thing. Mm-hmm. So I was the friend that was getting plastered in high school and college at the club. And my friends were the smokers. I just kind of like just didn't really fuck with it. And then when I did it in college, it was cool because there was that element. Hi, mom, of me not having to come home because I was away at school. So it was like different a little bit. Like I didn't have to worry about because she smelled it. Like if I was high out of my mind. So I had like a little more freedom with trying it, and it was okay. I didn't really vibe with it. And to this day, I have a weird relationship with it where like I'll do it, but I'm not a functional smoker. Like how Dustin was saying, he knows people that can work and do this and that. Yeah. I'm not that. And people were like, oh, you need to try a different strain. It don't matter what it is. I think because I'm so laid back already as a person, when I smoke, I literally
like
just
getting
turn
under the covers for you. Yeah.
I just turn into a couch, and it's not something I can do in the morning to get my day started. If I do it in the morning, it's because I'm gonna be home for the day and not planning on leaving my bed.
Friend, let me tell you something. Friend, let me tell Cardi B voice. Friend, let me tell you something. Back when I was working, the only reason I could leave the house is because I could hit the blunt.
Always been really jealous. Like, even Claude, all of my friends, all of y'all, the way that y'all can smoke in the morning and then jump on the train and be good. Like, that's wild to me because left my house, I don't know that I would know where the train is.
You would know exactly where it was. And you would not only would you know where it was, you would pick the right car.
You know what it is?
You would never have thought to do. Let me tell
my
you
my brain
this,
chemistry don't work like that with weed. I'm telling you.
You know,
my last 9-to-5, right, which God blessed us to be able to support ourselves doing this work. And so I don't have no 9-to-5. No
real.
More, you know, God bless it. But we did two things for me with that job. And forgive me if you're listening to this show and I know you from there. But number one, I went to work every day happy because that was part of my morning routine. I would get up, do my thing, you know, take a shower, go work out, maybe whatever, go to work. By the time I got to work, I was in such a good mood that I formed real ass relationships and bonds with my coworkers, which is something that I have really never, I've done that before, but never to this extent with so many of them. It would just be the people with similar interests or, you know, that I worked in close proximity with. In this case, I still fuck with so many of those people. Hit it, Asante, to this day. I still fuck with so many of those people. And it's because I went to work every day high. And that's on the real. Like, it just helped me. It helped me. It really, really helped me. I'll put it to you like
that. And but what about the smell on your outfit? You're like nothing?
Well, I smell good naturally, so it just overpowered the weed smell.
I did.
Because honestly, that would blow me on the train. Even now, when I'll jump on the train and somebody would just walk past me loud as hell, I'd be like, you smell crazy.
I know, but it's kind of hot, though.
Friend, it's me. Hello, it's me. It me.
But like, how did that work at work, though? You're walking into a corporate office.
Well, I wouldn't smoke right before I went into my office. I would do that at home and then shower, get dressed, and go to work, which meant my shower was great. You know, I was just in a place, you know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I worked in a restaurant, so for the most part, you know, I had to wash my hands frequently anyway, so it was nothing for me to, like, go in the bathroom, pop a mint, and do all that. But there were times where I was smelling like the weed at work because, you know, I would meet the plug at work or something.
Oh,
so.
My. And your bosses wouldn't say shit?
Well, I was working at a place that was, it was regularly ran.
Half the time they were high, too.
Why I was smoking. And half the time they were asking me, they would be like, you high, ain't you? And then they would be laughing because they would want some. So, and running it all the way back really fast, because this was one specific job that I was working at when I really was just like, you know what, we going back to weed. Like, we going to try it again. Because I worked at...
The place.
This happened in the ways, place. Right? Because honestly, like because in Atlanta, I only smoked like once or twice. It was like I hotboxed that once in the car and it was the shit. And then like one other time I smoked and I was like, well, that was fun, but this shit drops my eyes too damn low and I have to drive. I can't focus on this right now. So like I was focusing on being an adult. I was like, you know, I'll do this when I have some legs and some bearings. Like that's what I used to tell myself. But then I got to New York, it was stressful as fuck. I'd been, you know, running my ass around for like 2-3 years. I would kick it with people that just kind of casually smoked and they would be like, you should smoke with us. And I would be like, okay, I guess. And they were like when I tell you the way Dustin was saying, I smoked one time with this fucking lawyer that lived on the Upper East Side, had a cool ass pad. Mind you, I'm working at Shake Shack with the craziest motherfuckers ever.
Ooh, and tell the story, Asante.
Which story?
The person that you smoked with who's a rapper. I don't know if you want to say the name. Remember...
Oh, okay. So I was actually building up to that. So that's why I said it came in waves. So like before, you know, I was smoking randomly with lawyers and shit. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, this is whatever. But when it really hit now, right? Because that's what Dustin tells me, right? I was working at this restaurant and I hadn't really smoked in a long ass time. So weed was like the last thing on my mind. But my homegirl, shout out to Anna. She know, you know where you at. Anna was like, you know, I need you to work this party. I need you to come do the door. I'm doing this birthday party. For someone, they have the guest of honor that's coming. All I know is I'm working the door for this place, a bunch of fancy old school hip hop heads coming up in here, and then the guest of honor arrives. The guest of honor is two motherfucking chains, like,
oh,
titty boys
God.
In the building right here in my face. Mind you, I'm from Atlanta. This nigga's from Atlanta. I'm in New York. He's in New York. Like, there's so much nothing that's hitting right now. I'm just like, oh shit, like the stars are lining up. And then the nigga was like, cool as fuck. Like, you know, I'm showing him around this fancy ass suite and he just proceeds to pull out some blunts and smoke us up and get high and like have a real conversation with me. Like it wasn't like no small talk shit. I wasn't trying too hard and he was just cool as hell. And so after that, like after 2 Chainz, like really like instilled some really cool shit into me because Anna, she like really was talking me up to him because, you know, I'm worth it, honestly. But then 2 Chainz like gave me some of his wisdom and passed me some, you know, his blunts. I'm like, you know what? Like, maybe it's in my destiny to smoke, like to try it out, to really like see what it would see, to discover the power in the flower. And baby, it helped me let loose. It helped me let go. Like, it's something, Fran, about getting up in the morning and my mind just running 10 million thoughts at a time and thinking about how I want, have to go to this job that I hate, and then hitting the blunt right quick, and it taking that 10,000 to just one at a time. And so you can like enjoy the waves as they come. Even if you know some bullshit is coming, you can enjoy the fact that
you can handle it. Because you have prepared yourself before you left the damn house. That's what it is.
It's
the greatest of feelings. I don't know what it was about 2 Chainz in that moment. And like, this is probably like, he was probably literally just trying to get through the motherfucking night, but he was cool as hell. And it's something about meeting artists, because it was like him, and then like I met Ryan Leslie at another point. We didn't smoke, but I just say that to say, like, it's something about meeting these like really cool artists that even when they pass people by, they have really like dope mentalities. And maybe I just caught them on good days, because somebody might be listening, might be like, I met them and they cursed me out.
That's their fault.
It's just something about whenever you get that vibe that almost like reaffirms something within you. And it's like, I don't know what it was that 2 Chainz, he reaffirmed something in me. And then also the weed felt like part of the activation. But the weed really was part of the activation. Because
weed is about community. That's why. And it brings people from all walks of life together. I have smoked with some of the biggest names in the fucking business, okay? And some people who I never thought, music artists who my mama and them used to listen to, I smoked with them. You know what I mean? Beyond that, it is a stimulant. It makes you, it expands your thoughts. It expands your ability to be descriptive. It expands everything about your ideas, all of that. So it just creates, it takes, one of my friends coined it perfectly. They said it takes just enough of the edge off of reality to make it comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
I like that
setting. And it's just been great. I don't want to be, I don't know. I used to feel like it was cute, you know what I'm saying? Or hot, that like I was the person who didn't smoke. So like if I'm with all my friends or whatever and somebody
you're like,
to pass
nah.
Yeah, and before I could even say that though, shout out to the real ones, because my friends would be like, he don't smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even give that to him. And I used to think, oh, this makes me hotter. But then once I smoked, I was able to actually connect with people. So my relationships evolved. They evolved.
See, and that's what I appreciate, because my friends are supportive of how it comes and goes for me. Like, I'll have years where I won't smoke or drink. And then randomly, I'll just feel called to it again and be like, you know what? I'm going to start drinking wine.
Girl.
And you know, even in LA, I had gummies and tea. Like I wasn't,
right,
I think this just the smoking part that just like it don't really hit for me. But I can do the teas. The teas feel nice because, like you said, it takes the edge off, and I think I can handle the teas. But the smoking just hits a little too fucking hard for my system. The gummies are cool. Jade calls it the baby gummies because it'll be like the 5 milligrams. I'll be like, just one.
Don't even tickle a pinky.
And I'd be cool with that, you know, and like that's fine for me. And I think that's the biggest thing too, is like, it's important to surround yourself if you are partaking in these extracurricular activities, to be around people that don't make you feel weird or bad or try to push you to do it. Because that's a lot too. And I think in high school, a lot of why I didn't do it was because of the friends I had were mad fucking pushy.
Yeah,
you know, like they were pushy. And that always felt off to me, because it was like, why do you care so much whether or not I'm drinking, smoking, or having sex when we're fucking 14 years old? Like, let me do my work. Like, I was just trying to do one thing at a time. And it always felt a little off to me. So I didn't have like the best experiences with that. But in college, it was cool. Like, my roommate was cool as hell. She was from Compton. We were just in the room bonding, you know, me being from Harlem. And just talking about life, and then that's
y'all was
that,
on that real shit.
Yeah, like it was cool. Like, and to me, that's what works. Like, that eased me into it, because I'm a very like, I have to feel right. And in high school, it just never felt right. In high school, always felt rushed. It felt sneaky. It felt like I had to like, you know, figure out how to
just
do it.
Dirty and just seedy. It felt
because you're living at home still, and if you're trying to keep it from your parents, and it just felt like too much for me, and I was too anxious at that time in my life, so it just wasn't going to help. But in college, you chilling in the dorm, ain't nobody tripping. And then, you know,
I used to like being able to say, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. All I was going to say
is... No, you was on a roll. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think I'm just someone who prefers drinking. Like that, I think that's what it is. I don't know if you guys, because you guys drink too, but I feel like you guys prefer smoking. You're like, yeah, I do it all.
Because you don't get hungover. I hate with a passion the feeling of being hungover from liquor. I hate my stomach feeling full and sloshy, like the liquor's just sloshing around. Yeah. When I'm old. I fucking hate
you don't
hate
feel
that.
Hungover from weed? Because I
Hell
do.
Hell no. I feel grateful, thankful, and blessed.
No, when I wake up in the
partake.
Morning, I feel like my face looks ashy a little bit. It looks a little different. But I look tired. I'm like, it takes something from me, which is another reason I don't like to do it a lot. If I have to work or be in front of people, I'll be like, I look tired. And dry.
Pass it to me. But you know, my eyes always was low anyway for years. Think about it. Before I even started smoking, people would be like, oh, you high, you smoke? You got
true
low eyes.
True. Yep.
But I didn't. I had never smoked. And I used to like being able to say, I have never done drugs.
Real.
Without judgment, because I don't give a fuck about people getting high. You know what I'm saying? I never cast a judgment. Yeah. But I was like, wow, I can actually say, you know what I mean? I've never done drugs. Well, I can't say that no more, if you know what I mean. But at the time, I could say that. And I think that was somewhat of a motivator. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Keep going. Why not? And I just didn't feel motivated to smoke. But once I did, I recognized why I liked that better than drinking. Because I used to love to drink.
Same.
And now it's something I just do socially. I can have liquor in the house. It'll last me for months.
Same.
I won't just be drinking. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely all in with weed. Me and drinking are still friends. Just only on certain occasions. Like if I'm in New Orleans, you know, I'm definitely going to hit that. You know,
at the
there's
club.
Just certain things. Yeah, there's just certain occasions that, you know, well, even at the club sometimes, I don't know. Like sometimes, because I still
I
like
turn
to
turn up.
Like if I'm out and then like if I know I got some with me, I'm still going to just be smoking because I don't need to crossfade. Like, and it's not that I don't want to, but it's like, oh, well, I'm in the club and I'm high. Oh, and I can still get high? Oh, I'm about to go get high. Like, you want something in the bar? Like, I'm about to go smoke. Like, that's how I'll be. But it's really because it's like a different vibe for me when I'm high. So like, when I'm like in the club, it's like a specific type of vibe that I feel when I'm high in the club. Like the way that the bass hits and all that. And then
yes.
If I have a drink,
I feel you.
I don't know. The drink don't like offset it. It just don't add to it. So it's just kind of like, well, I'm going to just keep being high. Like, for me, it don't.
I get it.
Yeah, because for me, like the drink, if it was just drinking and just partying that way, I'm definitely going to get fucked up. But it's
like,
liquor's like
a downer in a way.
Yeah, so
it depends.
But, you know, yeah, so that's why, like, sometimes if you like high and giddy, because you can be high as hell and like be like laughing your motherfucking ass off and giddy as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then if you have you a drink, that's going to add to it.
Right.
But if you high and mellow as fucking enjoying shit and you have to drink to it, yeah, it might bring you down. So it's like,
it
makes
me feel better. I ain't even going to lie. Like, I be in a zone and a vibe, and the drink don't do nothing but make me just vibe even harder. I have a positive relationship with drinking during the moment. Our negative
wine.
Interactions come the next day. And wine is a heavyweight slugger champion. Wine will get you, wine will put your ass down like a tranquilizer.
People underestimate wine, okay? People think it's some light, you know, nightcap shit. And
please.
Before you know it,
you
be in your living room dancing for hours.
Okay. And crying wine. Now that is one thing. That's why y'all really don't see me fucking with wine like that. I drank Mary J. Blige's Sun Goddess wine because it was delicious.
Course,
hello.
Course.
But other than that, y'all don't really see me ordering glasses of wine when we
That's
go eat
true.
And shit.
I don't even
wine
really
fuck
see you
up.
Drinking like that. Yeah.
Wine will make me fight. It's like a heavy, like a heavy, it's a weighted blanket of liquors. You know what I'm saying? Like I can't fuck with wine like that. I'm telling you, like I'm not a wine person.
One thing I do miss is wine. Like being out at a restaurant and restaurants having like that wine glass, the glassware, that's always one thing that I look at. Because I love like the different shapes of wine glasses. And if they real particular about their glass for the type of wine, added bonus. But
you
know,
do you like stemless? Do you like stemless wine glasses?
Like...
And now
they always look like breasts to me. Don't stemless stemless no. wine glasses. It's always like holding a boob. It's like, what I'm gonna do with this?
Now
tea?
Wine is dangerous for me. That's something that I have to be cautious who I'm drinking it around because you know how people with like Molly or ecstasy, mm-hmm, they feel like that's the shit that makes them huggy and kissy, and that's what
wine. It's wine. I'm telling
wine
you,
wine does that to me. I gotta be like
got a little sum on
very
it.
Careful because if I have the slightest crush, that person is going to know that mm-hmm. day if Ooh. I'm on wine. So
pink cookies in a plastic bag getting crushed by buildings, okay? And I'm telling you straight up, wine is dangerous. People just don't understand. Like and don't let it be no cheap wine. Lambrusco.
Oh God, no.
Okay,
that's
some Rioni, some Carlos Rossi. Okay,
wow.
Please,
of course that's her favorite.
Lambrusco is Jay's favorite.
Lambrusco is. Let me tell you, that Rioni Lambrusco.
For everyone listening, by the way, I just want you all to know that if you are going to try, we are not telling you to try anything. But
hell
if you are
no.
going
no,
to try
hell
anything,
no. just like try I was it on saying, your own. It's something that you have to want to do. And if you don't feel called, don't do it either. I
so
remember
you
I took
to do with your ass. No way.
I took a 4-year break. Remember that I just when did I break
you
that? Like
nothing,
a year
friend.
Ago. Nothing. I'm talking about nothing.
Nothing. But
so
the
I
working
understand.
And getting paid. Fran was getting Fran was rolling. Do you hear me in the dough? But she wasn't
That's
worried about
saying.
That. Bullshit. That's why.
Okay. So if you're gonna try anything,
I
try it on
chilling.
Your own time. Try
yeah.
it whenever you feel comfortable. Because a lot of people,
and be
some people don't
of
try
who's
anything
around then. Too.
Yes, for sure. And don't tell us.
No, it's true. Because a lot of what's made a lot of what's made me feel safe
no
too. Is my friend group is so awesome. You know, like being able to chill around y'all, I feel safe. I know it ain't gonna be no
yes.
bullshit, and that's very important to the high. Honestly, to not be paranoid. Or worried about who might take you into what room.
And
like
take
you have
advantage
to be very cautious. Yeah.
That's a serious, real component and element to this. Safety and security. Mm-hmm. Like this is not some shit that you need to just be doing when you are at risk of harm in any way. You
right.
need to be chilling somewhere, put up, door locked in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Like just away from harm.
Real.
Shout out to Asante, Kid Fury. Drew Shade.
Drew.
Who else? Jade. Let me think. Who else? These people were instrumental in my growth. Let me think. KJ. It's so many people I can name. You know,
not instrumental.
Shout out to Carl, my ex. You know what I'm saying? It's a
no,
lot of people.
Didn't.
Yeah. It's a lot of people with this show. I had good memories, you know what I'm saying, with where I wanna
she
with.
Said,
who.
Shout out to Carl.
No, you know what I'm saying? Cause we used to have the best laughs.
Remember
around,
in London.
You know
in London.
Yep. We had a good time in London. Yep. That was a good time. So just good memories. I'm telling y'all, like, weed has really enhanced my life. And I don't give a damn what anyone thinks about it because I'm responsible and legal now with it.
Yeah.
So it just is what it is. And make sure you take the time to educate yourself on the different strains, the different types of weed that you can smoke, how it's going to make your body feel so that you can curate, like an experience that works for you. This is supposed to be fun and make you feel good. This is not supposed to make you feel bad in any way.
Exactly.
And if it does, it is not for you. So
like with me.
Yeah, right.
That's why I'm glad that in a way I can be that opposite perspective because I don't want people to feel like, damn, you know, I want to smoke, but I don't feel good. It's like, just don't do it.
Then don't smoke.
And there's other shit you can do. Like,
and you won't
so
miss
much
out
other
on
shit.
Nothing at all. Things, no. The jokes will be just as funny. Don't even worry about it.
And if you don't want to smoke and someone pass you the blunt, just be like, nah, I'm good. And if your friend know that you don't smoke, just be like, now you know I don't smoke.
Yeah.
Just keep it, remind them. It's just fine.
Now you got the ultimate cop out and crutch. Corona. You can always just blame
right?
it on COVID. Like, oh no, it's COVID. I ain't sharing no motherfucking J or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you can get out of it. You ain't even got to do it without no shame and embarrassment.
I remember Crystal saying she feels like she's gotten less colds ever since she stopped sharing blunts with people.
She been stopped sharing blunts.
Because she realized that shit. She was like, oh, hell no. Y'all out here getting me sick. Your dirty
and
mouths.
Crystal will roll you a joint, too.
She
will
sure
roll
will.
A joint for you and pass it to you because it ain't personal. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh,
one
man.
Thing I just have to, just because I miss when the world was open, one of the last times that I got high in like a public space, it don't fucking matter. They can't retrofit me with no ticket. actually, there was an Anderson .Paak concert I went to. I went to one with Fran at MSG, but
yep,
he was
we
back
had a blast.
In, somewhere in Brooklyn. And this motherfucker, when I tell you, I went to this concert and I had like 5 blunts on me.
Yes, Lord.
And there were like 2 black people that I was smoking with. First of all, we was each matching. Like the girl, I looked over to my left and she was like, I got another one. I was like, I just pulled mine out. And then her homeboy was like, I just rolled one in the bathroom. So it was like, it wasn't even just like I was giving out blunts.
I don't know if he washed his hands.
It was.
No, I'm just playing. Well, I'm just playing. Because I was a creative motherfucker.
What the thing was, he had that West Coast gray. Like he had that real
just
good.
Just
like,
go and say he was fine, Asante. And that's why you hit the blunt.
He wasn't.
He's like, wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I would have remembered, you know, that would have been a point. But it was just a great time at the Anderson .Paak concert. Indy, I love you so much. Thank you for inviting me to that time.
Yes.
And those 2 people in the crowd I smoke with, that was amazing. Like, keep being y'all. Like, just those times. I just miss y'all. Times like that.
What yeah, about when we cussed that motherfucker out in Charlotte?
Oh my God.
That's a golden story. That's a golden tale.
We told his ass, we sent him packing. I tell
literally
you that.
Down the hill.
We sent his ass right down the hill with that bullshit. Okay. Because we had to. And live to tell about it. Cause I was worried for a minute the way he was walking up to me, but I was like, if I'm gonna go out, this the way I'm gonna go then. Fuck it. I'm gonna go out a hero. I'm finna be a hero. Fuck, I'm finna
and you
die
definitely
in
were a hero.
I'm going out in battle. That's it, man.
Cause that shit, the tag and the team. That was a good ass.
Tore his ass.
A good ass day, rather. Oh, shout out to Michelle.
Oh, Michelle, love you, Michelle.
Oh,
especially
because
we were just talking about wine.
Michelle's our tour manager, you guys.
Man,
and she was a huge part of our success on the road. Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Miss being on the road. Miss getting high before the shows.
I miss watching Lifetime on the couch with her.
Yes. Y'all in
meanwhile, where we
movie.
Be at? Where we at, friend? While y'all watching Lifetime movies
on the sidewalk?
Yep, in the streets. Period. Every city we went in, we'd be like, "Fuck it, I'm going out after you." Going out.
Me and Michelle be like, "Bye, y'all."
Y'all call time. Michelle be
safe.
Like, "Call time is 8:00. See you in the lobby at 8:00."
Like, low key, right. It wasn't nothing like hitting them cities. Like when we touch down like LA and be like, "All right, well, where the dispensary?
First,
that's where we
dispensary.
Going."
Everybody know it's a madman, right? Well, if you don't know, now you know it's a madman right by LAX. But it's always packed because it's right by LAX, and people go there immediately afterwards. So I prefer to go downtown.
That's downtown. My
location. You go to Target for your white tees, and then the dispensary. Mm-hmm. That was
white
always
tees,
our schedule.
Candles. We need white tees. We need candles. Osium spray. And who's not gonna find something you need in Target, whether it be, you know, face wash, whatever you need for the trip. You know
all the
I mean?
Essentials in the Target, yes.
Ooh,
well,
yeah, so.
I'm so glappy. I'm so glad and happy. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I'm glappy.
One final memory, Asante, before you get too far into
oh,
your
yeah,
outro, because I see what
on.
You're doing, but I want
come
one memory on the record.
Like Dr. Emily, come on, babe, I got you. Come
Do
on.
You remember when we went to that dinner? That Chef for Hire, what was it called? Chef for Hire?
Yes, shout out to Chef for Hire, yes.
That
Hawaii
dinner
Mike.
In Brooklyn, when I tell you.
Now those meals be good.
It was a 420.
That's the next level right there.
Everything was infused.
Taco.
Remember we talked to High Times
High
Magazine?
High Times was there. Oh my God, that was amazing. My first and
good
foremost,
ass food too.
If... anybody out there got some shit like that? Because High Times, like
I'm
I want to go, I want to go
magazine.
To one of those bowls.
The and cannabis I, cup, let's go.
Like hell yeah! Like and it's probably coming up again this year. I'm looking at the calendar, like fuck.
And
I'm
fully
again.
Vaccinated. High
but
times.
Like I have to go to one of those. At least I have to go to literally at least 5 of those before I die because
yes.
It's just something about. All of that.
Okay, one last memory, and then for real, we're gonna have to stay up.
We are never ending this album.
Afro punk. What about Afro punk? That I have smoked some of the greatest marijuana at Afro punk, and I don't know because it's been the same shit I get all the time. But for some reason, in that park, in Commodore Barry Park in Brooklyn, New York, walking from stage to stage, seeing
different.
Live act after live act, showing love to everybody in the crowd, seeing people who listen to the show and being able to engage with them and say thank you to them, running into my friends, moving further and further into my career and having more access at those events, getting into the VIP and networking with other industry peers at those events. Tatiana King and I had one of the best laughs I have ever had in life. And that's all I have to say, because she's going to remember exactly what I'm talking about.
I can only imagine.
But Afropunk, and then there was one.
Hold on, because you just reminded me that somebody brought drinks. It was like cannabis drinks. Do y'all
at Afropunk.
And that shit had everybody on a thousand.
That was the year we had the tent.
The tent.
We had the tent. Yeah.
Oh no, that was.
That was
too
the same
much.
Year they were hanging those.
Do you remember
away.
That? That yeah. was insane. I think I saw so many colors that day.
I remember
I don't
who
know.
It was too. I ain't gonna say the name, but I remember who brought them too.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know who it was.
But I ain't gonna say who.
But I remember.
They
okay.
fucked us up. I was like, nah, that's too much.
What did he tell you?
That's the kind of high where you're like, I don't want to be high no more.
A great day. It was a beautiful day, like you too. So just know that cannabis can be something that if you consume it responsibly and safely, you can really make some long lasting memories and just enhance your life. So be smart.
As long as it's something you want to do.
Yeah, if you're not interested in that, it ain't for you. Just like anything you ain't interested in. You know, I'm a firm believer in saying no and then looking like this. Okay, so I love that. So, you know, don't do drugs. But if you want to do marijuana, you're going to have an amazing time.
Dustin, were you there when I had that edible cookie? And we
edibles
was
are dangerous.
And we was at Cold Stone. I think first of all, we was on 9th Street or 9th Avenue. I don't know why we was over there. But all I had was that edible cookie I don't know, she want her business put out there. But somebody used to send edible cookies from the West Coast, and a lot of us used to get them.
Shout out to you.
All I know is shout out to you.
She always selling good stuff. Go ahead.
All I know is I had one of them cookies and I could not sing. I kept trying to sing City High and I could not
like
get past.
I feel like I was
past.
There, but I don't remember if I was there, which must mean that I was there. I had to.
I could not get past like the boys and girls want to hear a true story. Like I continuously like busted out laughing.
What about when we caught that motherfucker walking down the street that day when we was laughing at Cookie Cookie? Remember, and we caught that motherfucker walking down the street looking like the daddy on Roseanne talking about some hey guys, and we fell out laughing in their face. Somebody who we used to watch subtweet us and talk shit about us on Twitter and didn't want to speak to us in the middle of the street after we had just finished filming the Green Experiment and laughing at Cookie Tookie saying 1, 2, 3, get up off them dicks. And then we were in conversation saying that when this person walked up on us on the sidewalk. I'll never forget it. Asante, this has been a great takeover this week.
This is
fucking job.
This episode officially became the gift that kept on giving. I was not expecting to be laughing this hard. Fran, I am so sorry. I did not mean to leave you in the dark on that last part. Dustin did that. It was not my intention.
Adults in my childhood. Like just my friend's parents. We've smoked. In my adulthood.
Your friend's it's just been, parents, that's so
yes,
good.
Yes, it has been an incredible experience. I'm telling you, like, life on Ultra Boost. Oh, this is a God dream. This is a God dream.
Wait, hold on. How about I have one last story, actually.
Give it to us.
We ain't never ending this episode. I went to a party, and this dude, this is why you got to be careful. This dude comes a bowl of brownies, and mind you, it was a regular house party, so it was nobody was bringing none of that. It was just like people bringing cake, food, you know, like a potluck. There we go. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, I brought brownies. This dude did not tell us that they were edibles.
That's a crime.
That's an absolute crime. So everybody just going to eat brownies because you know how we are. Everyone's just grabbing brownies.
Y'all was people tearing them brownies up.
Bro, people were grabbing 2 and 3 on a little dessert plate. All of it. And this is not funny, but it is, but it's not, but it is. Next thing you know, I saw one girl
right there.
One girl just slowly slid off the couch and just rolled on the floor on some floor pillows. Everybody was like, whoa. And I started looking around.
This milk.
You ever have that moment?
This bitch melt for?
Where you look around and you're like, we are all
stone. Yeah.
Everybody was moving in slow motion. I panicked because, you know, my sweet tooth ass had like 3 brownies. I was like, oh my God, what is about to happen? So me being me, I just call a cab. I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. Because if I'm about to hit that level of high, I want to be home.
I ain't going to do it here. Yeah.
Nope, not in a party. And so I saw, you know, a couple other people. I made sure they were good. We had to send that one girl in an ambulance, which is crazy. And then I jumped. in the cab. And then I was paranoid because the cab driver kept looking at me through the rear view. And in my head, I thought he could tell how
I was. That's scary, though. I hate that kind of shit.
Especially like when you're a woman at night, you know. So I was praying, and then he was trying to be slick, like, oh, you need me to take you upstairs. I was like, no, I have family. They know I'm on my way up. Like, it's fine. And I don't even know how I made it to my house, but I was high for like 5 days. I kid you not.
Oh, you still have the number. You still have the number.
Yes. That's a recipe now.
I mean, you said, oh, 5 days. I mean, I could find it for you.
Yeah, you can call and look it up now.
But that's it. That's it. We have to finish this segment. Because
there's so many. It's so many. Listen,
it's endless. Listen, endless.
I'm so happy that we got to talk about all of the high things. This was going to be about something different high, but this was my type of high.
Well, next month you have your show prepared.
It's literally already said and done, and it'll still be relevant. I want to thank you both for your participation. I want to thank all of you out there listening for your non-judgment. And if you're judging, then, you know.
Then your mama. Your mama. If you're judging. How about that? From me to
you. Honestly, you have some introspection that you need to be doing. Because I wasn't like a stickler about weed. But like looking back. Just
when
I was.
No,
not at all. But like looking back on the Brandy episode, the Moesha episode of where Miles was smoking and then it was like a call, the number, if someone you know is addicted to marijuana, like what the hell was that? So
those
I just
TV
want you to
shows,
do some...
the way they would reenact like getting high was always fucking comedy.
They had me scared to death.
Yeah. So this has been great. Thank you all for your participation and your love. And
no
thank
problem.
You, New York, for legalizing marijuana.
All right.
And that's it for the
Shout
hot button.
You,
and
York.
Continue to make it hot by burning it up.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. The Flex Disc is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside of your body. It can be worn for 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. It's unlike any other period product you've seen, and you can wear it for mess-free period sex. If you want to go zero waste, pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup with a patented pull tab that makes it the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. A few of you have actually tweeted me and messaged me saying that you've tried it and it has been glowing reviews, which always makes us happy when we suggest something in an ad and you guys go ahead and try it and then begin to integrate it into your everyday. That makes us feel very good because we pick the good ads. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/friend and use code FRIEND for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code FRIEND at Flex, FLEXFITS.com/friend.
When you put your mental and emotional health first, it has the positive trickle-down effect of making everything else in your life better. Your relationships get stronger and your self-worth grows. These are just a few reasons why working with a therapist to prioritize your mental health can truly change your life for the better across the board. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and start therapy the same day as you sign up. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist, so it's convenient to have virtual sessions from the comfort of your own home. Plus, Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. You can send unlimited text messages to your therapist 24/7, and they'll engage with you daily, 5 days a week. Talkspace is a secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure to use the code ZONE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for this show. That's ZONE and Talkspace.com. I'm in the zone. Now we can move on to something else that I, well, something that else that'll keep you well. Friends, well, in this segment. Fran, take it away.
Let's bring in those wind chimes. So this is going to be short and sweet. But when we were in LA, we went to the beach and got to chill for a little bit. I know, right? We went super early so we could get that good hard sun. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to really put that Black girl sunscreen that I've mentioned as a Black business, yes. I think maybe last year. Obviously, we ain't going nowhere. I hadn't had an opportunity to really put it to the test. I just wanted to highlight them because I was a fan of what they were doing. But I actually brought it with me, and we were all able to use it, Crystal, Jade, and our friend Nikki. And it just felt so bomb because I was happy that something that I amplified was actually really, really dope for us because most of the times people don't want to use sunscreen at the beach because it leaves that white cast on your face that it's hard to look sexy in your swimsuit hanging with people when you got all this, you know, pasty face and body. It just
looking
doesn't
like really... you use that Black China bleaching cream.
It's just, you know, I get why most people just don't fuck with it because it's just not normally a good look. But Black girl sunscreen, right. What I love is that they have great ingredients like avocado and jojoba, which for me, when I used to be on YouTube and I would teach about the oil cleansing method on your skin, those were the oils that I always gravitated to. So the fact that it's already in this sunscreen says a lot because it's just really good for your skin. Like I said, no white cast. What I really love is I love to look dewy. It's just the island girl in me. I love my skin to just look really glowy and dewy, like I just got out of the ocean. I know that's not everyone's jam, but I love that they have two different types. They have the dewy one, which is just the regular SPF, and then they have a matte. What is actually, let me get the name. It's called Make It Matte, and it's an SPF 45, and that's for people that prefer to look a little more, you know, I'm trying to think, I was gonna say a little more dried out, but that's not very nice. You know, you just, you don't want to look
oily. More of a powder finish, yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Dustin. Not everyone wants to look oily. So they have that. And then they also have the SPF 50 for kids now, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. And when I went on their site, they even have apparel now. And they had a sweatsuit, excuse me, that I was actually really fucking fly. It says Women of the Sun. And it's kind of like this, like a amber and black tie-dye. I don't know how else to put it, but it's fly. I was like, am I about to get some Black girl sunscreen merch? Because that's cute.
Yeah,
as hell.
Sounds hot.
Right? Super cute. But outside of that, because we love merch.
Women of the sun, damn it.
And now that it's nice out.
Women of the sun.
I can't. Now that it's beautiful out. I actually went, Dustin is over here kicking his legs up in the air.
I should have kept
Women of
down.
The sun, and then y'all just pointed it at the sun. Women of the sun.
Y'all.
Wow.
We are putting this on Patreon.
That's for them. That's for them.
You know, but now that it's nice outside, please put on sunscreen. I know a lot of us, especially, we think we don't
it's
need it.
It's even funnier after I read it on the website.
But I've seen before and afters of people who didn't use it, and as they age, their skin just
they
did not
awful.
Hold up well. That whole black don't crack thing is a myth. Please
myth.
Take care of your skin. That's the rule that they forget to mention in that saying. So
you seen Jaheim? You seen how Jaheim look lately?
I have not, Dustin.
He literally looks like a fronto. When you see Jaheim, wait till you see how Jaheim looks present day. You know he was a Trump supporter. And so all that just came out. It was like rotting.
Just
like
came
he was
out
literally
in his pores.
Dry rotting before our eyes, yes.
And with that being said, while you're out and about getting some sun, mm-hmm. consider Ooh. Black girl sunscreen. And I know, fellas, you're like, well, I can't use it. Yes, you can. If you go on the website, there's literally a black man right on the top banner who's using it as well. That's just the title they chose. Not the title. That's the branding they chose because it's something that they felt was important to them. And it's created by a black woman. They wanted black women to have sunscreen that catered to their melanin. So, fellas, don't be weird about it.
Grow up.
Yeah. Grow up and grab you some. And I just wanted to bring that back into your awareness for those who may have forgotten or for those who are new listeners, that it is available at Target. And if you want to go, maybe you don't have a Target nearby, you can also grab that at blackgirlsunscreen.com right now. So that's it. Just want to throw that out there. I went biking this morning. I went from my house. I rode maybe like 40 minutes. Chilled in the park a little bit, just needed some air, some oxygen. It's so beautiful out today. I was like, I got to take advantage, you know, and I put on my little sunscreen, came back looking all tan and beautiful and just wanted to, it kind of reminded me like, you know what? I'm sure there are people looking for SPFs that won't have them out here looking crazy. So wanted to put into your awareness.
You remember back, I think before, maybe when you shouted them out, they had sent us some. So after Sean had been on the show, you know, I found my little bottle, okay? And so I was like, well, if I'm going to be going out here with these oils on my face, I need to put the sunscreen on. So when I found it, I was like, first of all, it felt like I found gold because of the packaging. Like, I just love how it's
so
in that
pretty,
bomb,
right?
like Royal Luxe, like black bottle with the gold details. So shout out to Black Girl Sunscreen. Love
it. And I like how you look. Like when I was at the beach in LA, I just looked really cute, you know, because it has that like, it makes you look supple. I know most people hate that word, but it just made you look supple and pretty. And because everyone else had the white cast, you just stand out looking fly. So
hello, and normal.
So go ahead and grab you some. And that's it for this week's wellness segment. Back to you, Asante Smith, Mr. Music Man. What you got for us this week?
All right. A lot has happened in music, but I feel like I have been talking so much. So I honestly just want to do the listens lately because I have a few listens of my own. But before I get to myself, I want to know what you've been listening to. I just wanted to be clear that we're just going to be doing the listens today because I'm tired of talking. And plus, I feel like I got a lot of stuff to play. So, Fran, you know, I always got to start with you. What have you been listening to? Whether it's been on the beach, traveling to or from, or whether it was bike riding this morning. What you been popping? What you been playing?
I can't say that I've been listening to anything specific. But what I will say, because we just were blasting that Chase B song all last week. You know who I've started paying more attention to? Like I heard the name. I know you've mentioned her, but it just didn't really click. And then I heard her singing while I was in LA and I was like, you know what? I need to sit with this girl's project. Tiana Major 9.
Yes.
I feel like that's just an artist that has such a great sound, such good music. I first heard her when she was on the Queen and Slim soundtrack where she did that record called Collide with Earth Gang.
Yes, yes.
Such
yes,
a beautiful
yes,
song.
Yes.
I remember when we went to the Queen and Slim screening or a premiere, was it?
Mm-hmm,
we all went and I think it was the song they played at the end, maybe?
Well, they played it. It was during the film because remember at the end, that was that Lauryn Hill song.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was at the end because she was running late.
I was trying to remember. Stop it. But they played this right at some point.
Hell yeah,
and
they played
I
it.
Remember,
we had a note. We made note of it.
Yes, yeah. All of us literally looked at each other like, "What is this song?" And I love when songs make you feel like I need to know who this is right now. So, I don't even know what song it was that played while I was in LA, but her voice caught me again, and that's when I was like, "It's time to sit with this Tiana Major 9." And look at her; she's just a cutie patootie.
Beautiful.
She has a lot of songs out. She already has 1.9 million listeners on Spotify, so I'm late. But that's who I've been kind of sitting with and just wanted to throw that out there for anyone who was looking for a new artist to support.
Dope. Yeah. Dustin Ross, what you got? What you been listening to?
All right, this song is Lil Scrappy and Tom G. It's called Georgia, Florida.
North Tampa, South Tampa, East Tampa, West Tampa, North Atlanta, South Atlanta. Florida nigga.
Georgia nigga.
Florida nigga. Yeah. Scribe, what up?
Tonji.
Yeah. Yeah. Florida nigga.
Georgia nigga.
Florida nigga.
Georgia nigga. Down by the law.
Is you a pussy or a soldier nigga? Trap scroll. Same thing.
Street shit. Gang gang.
Real niggas make the world smile.
We on the same thing.
Yeah. Florida nigga.
Georgia nigga.
Florida nigga.
Georgia nigga. Down by the law.
Is you a pussy or a soldier nigga? Trap scroll. Same thing.
Street shit. Gang gang.
Real niggas make the world smile.
We on the same thing. Yeah.
Back in 12, bitch, I can't let them get me. Big bands got them stuck in my dickies. Never let, but
you know,
with a blicky. Fuck, nigga, wanna put
the summer heats up and you
that's
know,
vaccinations
hot. Ramp up. That just gets me in the mood to get it going. This is gonna be a get amped up party week, okay? Because my birthday Saturday. Fuck that. So the next song is called Camelot by NLE Chopper, who I'm really impressed with his music. Camelot.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Huh, I ain't gon' say too much. When a nigga speaking on that hot shit, fuck the police, cause them bitches ain't gon' stop shit. Opposition's mad, if they play, they get in pop quick. Flies nigga in the gang, yeah, I'm a cock. Put it on Camelot with 100-something shots. I be swimming with the sharks, little nigga, you a lobster. Bullets heat a nigga up like he eating on some pasta. Inside out the keys, then I keep me some rocks. My nigga chopping out the bando, shout out to the Migos. If a nigga knock wrong, shoot him through the peep. The top always open, bitch. We ain't never close. We move in them packs and we move in them keys. Step one, step two, do my dance in this bitch. Got 100-some drums like a band in this bitch. Might she keep on bitching. All that nagging and shit. Ho, shut the fuck up and just gag on this bitch. I'm a side nigga and I love when she swallows. If a nigga say something, hit him with a hollow.
Yeah, shout out to NLE Chopper. He actually makes really good music. And the last song, right? I was just saying I like his music. I didn't mean to say he was adorable. I was just coming on his music. My bad, dog. I don't even look at you like that. This next song is just so we clear, Chopper. I don't even look at you like that, my nigga. So here we go. The next one is Go Stupid by Polo G and Stunner for Vegas and NLE Chopper. And
yeah, Stunner for Vegas.
Hit the strip out of school, couldn't wait till I got out of class. Used to stare at the clock and shit. Before all this rap shit, I was gang banging and doing half beats on the cops and shit. And I'm straight from the shop, but I ball like a king up at Cali and shoot like Stojakovic. Keep applying that pressure, I go on the run. It ain't no letting up, ain't no stopping this. Had to tell my little brother to chill, gotta stay in the house. Come outside, he be popping shit. You ain't heard about us? Well, you need to go watch the news. Niggas know we be dropping shit. Got the fans on my ass in the hood, cause they think I'm the one who been buying them Glocks and shit. I'm just focused on music. They say my last tape was a classic, but I got some hotter shit. Might be rocking the show, or if I'm not up in the studio, I'm fucking cash off. Don't you know Polo G skinny tall with the dreads? A little nigga be rapping his ass off. Yeah, I heard she got surgery. Still wanna clap from the back just to see if her ass off. Go like hard with rocks, we blast off. Tried to throw us some bullets, but we made them fumble. Like, no, you ain't getting that pass off. Been a block, now I'm taking my mask off. Hit the gas like you race the speed off in them.
You ain't heard about us? Well, you need to go watch on the news, cause you know we be dropping shit. So y'all already know what kind of space I'm in. These are summertime vibes.
Hell yeah.
It's time. Mm-hmm. It's time. Y'all know that song? Bass is Gonna Blow Your Mind by DJ Uncle Al. Those people that know it, y'all gonna be dying when I just did.
Wow. Oh, wait, before we move on, I wanna shout out I have two friends. Move on from the Listen Latelys.
No, go ahead.
My friend Chris Annabelle and OP Miller, they have this dope ass DJ crew called Afrokinetic. It's spelled Afrokinetic. That's the Instagram. And they have a Twitch channel. And every Saturday, they just DJ for like 5 hours. And let me tell you, it is so damn fun. One day, Jade and I, she was at her house and I was at mine. And we logged on and we're on FaceTime just having a blast. Just at home drinking wine, dancing for hours. It's the type of party It just kind of gives you that throwback New York feel when clubs are really lit in New York. And it's nice to kind of be able to do that in your house. They really know how to DJ so well. Like, the sets are crazy. So once again, it's Afrokinetic, A-F-R-O-K-I-N-E-T-I-C. They're having one this Saturday, April 10th, 7 p.m. EST until late. It don't even say when it ends because they just be vibing out. Shout out to Chris, Annabelle, and OP. I'll be there because I'm always there. Oh. Not at the actual DJ with them, but right, I'll be in my house.
We'll be locked in.
Locked in.
Virtually, I got you.
You know, so come join me. Have a blast. It's good, too, for your body to get up and just move and dance. I know a lot of people have been feeling kind of stagnant. So that's a cool way to have some fun, get some cardio into with your loved ones or by yourself. Sometimes they'll show people dancing. Like, if you want to make your camera, turn your camera on, and people be having a blast. Okay. Dancing, sweating with their families, with little kids, by themselves. So definitely come check it out and join in the energy. That's it. Just want to put that out there.
All right. Well, Dustin Ross, you listening to anything else?
Mm-mm. I only give y'all three. I mean, I am, but I'm only giving y'all three. That's enough. I don't want to overwhelm everybody.
Well,
this music got a lot of cussing in it.
I want to give a quick shout out to Amorphis. He just put out another mix. Bree Runway, someone that I've been talking about for a minute. She just put out a new song called Hot Hot, which is the shit. And Amorphis put out a remix with featuring Rihanna. If it's loving that you want, it's a mashup. It's the shiz Nai. Check it out on YouTube. Check out Amorphis's YouTube channel for more of his mixes. I just wanted to play a snippet of this because when I first heard it and saw the clip on Twitter, I was like, damn, the nigga does it again. So here we are. This is If It's Hot Hot That You Want.
You ain't gotta like me, don't lie, baby, tell the truth. Think of you, I what all eyes on me, what you see is so incredible. Think of you, what I could put a ray on it, boy, we know what to do. Think of you, I what I think about you.
If it's something that you want, you should make me your girl, your girl. If it's something that you need, then baby, come and share my world.
So that was just a small snippet. I just stopped it where it got to Rihanna just because, you know, you get it. The original actually samples Busta Rhymes' Touch It. So it was nice to hear that little mix up with Rihanna. That was dope. I want you to go listen to the full thing because I want you to go support Amorphis' YouTube channel because, you know, we have to keep supporting the little homie. Outside of that, I want to very quickly point your attention to 24K Golden. This was an artist that I mentioned before. He was on the XXL freshman, he was rapping, doing that whole thing. The nigga's dope. He just put out a project called El Dorado. It's super hot. He has a song featuring Future called Company. And I want to play a snippet of Company. And I'm going to play it from here. I'm sorry. I just want to pick a specific place because a lot of people that listen be feeling like they Diddy and they can only listen to a certain part anyway. So here's your certain part.
Fucking the fighting, we bang it out. I get it lit. I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She want to dance. Well, I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in his shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none to me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company. I get it lit. I get it hot. Just ask the real niggas on my block. She wanna dance, well I got the moves. I'm looking like Michael Jackson in his shoes. I got a couple hoes I've been loving on, but that shit don't mean none of me. I got a couple blunts I've been rolling up just to keep me some company.
Price bought a bitch for the thrill. I fuck bitches on me and all I'm worth for bills. I get it popping by all in the means. I hold up my wrist, that's a bending machine. Ain't having issues with getting fettuccine. You fucking King Pluto, you get what you're dreaming. Pop up my talk, got me splashing codeine. Talk about your wardrobe, you fucking the king.
So
Future make everything good. I don't care what nobody say. That's why that baby recognized him at that wedding that time. Y'all seen that video?
Yes.
That wedding, that baby recognized Future because he's that good of an artist.
So, well, Future delivers as per usual, but 24K Golden, he's someone that's still, I'd say still fairly new. I think this might be his second project, but he's doing some shit. He's got some really cool sounds going for him, and I'm just really excited to see what he has going on in the future. So shout out to him, and shout out to, of course, Future on that track for that feature. The last artist I want to talk about, I've talked about this artist in this song actually before, but they just put out a remix. So I'm going to talk about them again because they put out a remix. So we're going to talk about them again. So the artist is Sebastian Michael. He put out a remix to a record he put out called Time, which he dropped on I See You, You See Me, I believe. I don't remember if it was part one or two. It was on part two. I See You, You See Me, part two. So that was back in 2019. So now fast forward to 2021. There is a remix featuring Kirby. Now,
Kirby,
we've talked about her on the floor.
The Kirby, the cartoon?
No, Kirby, the fly-ass singer.
Oh, I thought y'all know what Kirby, I thought y'all meant. The one that'd be like...
Okay. I know I'm the gamer and all, so you expected me to be talking about...
I know I'd be joking like that a lot, but I really was like, Kirby, like, did they sample the video game or something? I'm sorry. Go ahead. It's fine. Go ahead.
Kirby started making music. Now, so Sebastian Michael, he has re-released his record Time, which is a really, really dope record. There was a dope visual out for it before, and now he's giving you the record again with the new visual. I definitely say go check it out if you hadn't before, because the song still knocks, and Kirby is a great addition to it. So this is Time. I chose a little snippet here to play. Here we are, Time, the remix.
I'm in the mood, I need your love. Come a little closer, yeah. Baby. Baby. Ooh, this one right here, they let the ball and set the ball like food. Now he wanna ride just like some vegetables, boy. Ooh, he say, how you think, girl, how you begin without that?
So that was Kirby on there, like, just slipping and sliding. It was super dope. So that was Sebastian Michael featuring Kirby with the Time remix, and that was the last of the things that I've been listening to lately. I had a couple other songs that I wanted to. I was depending on where I was gonna play them, but I've talked enough this episode. You've had enough. So now we are going to move on to TV land, because Dustin Ross, I would like to know what you've been watching. Tell the people, please.
We just have a couple of housekeeping, excuse me. I said housekeeping like it was Annalise's crib. No, we have a couple of housekeeping items that need our attention. First up, if you are a fan of the typical drama stylings of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but you've been led down by the new girls and what seems a little bit surface and superficial, you're in luck. Because this week on this episode, we got a classic throwdown in the showdown at the hoedown style fight between Marlo Hampton and Portia Williams, two worthy opponents, both of them, in a battle of that style. And for added bonus, it took place at dinner in front of Big Frida. Okay.
What?
Kenya Moore was involved. It was great. If you want the organic, real shit, the real conflicts, because our friendship has hit a crossroads because of something you've done, not the new petty shit that was getting on everybody's nerves, watch last week's episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and we'll talk about it again soon. Beyond that, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is coming up, the induction ceremony. There are several people on this list who require our votes, and you can vote once a day from as many different email addresses as you register. But I just want to go over who is up, who the nominees are, so you guys can know why we need to vote for them. You have the Go-Go's, the Foo Fighters, Iron Maiden, Carole King, LL Cool J, the New York Dolls, Todd Rundgren, Fela Kuti, Jay-Z, Rage Against the Machine, Kate Bush, Devo, Dionne Warwick, Tina Turner, Mary J. Blige.
Hey!
And Chaka Khan. So there are quite a few names on that list. Now, I ain't going to tell you who to vote for. Mary J. Blige, Chaka Khan, Tina Turner, Dionne Warwick, Jay-Z, Fela Kuti, LL Cool J. But I would suggest that you go through the list and vote, because your favorites need the help. You can vote until May 7th.
So go to vote.rockhall.com and get a piece of the action. You know, our vote counts. So often we get disappointed in these award show nominations and the people that win these awards. We now have an opportunity to rock the vote and get the people into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that deserve it and that we want. And once again, those people are Chaka Khan, Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, Dionne Warwick, Jay-Z, Fela Kuti, LL Cool J. Thank you. That's it for this week's TV Land.
Oh, and that means that that's it for this week's episode. Don't forget, if you've made it to the end, don't forget to sign up for our Patreon that is live as we speak. Patreon.com/TheFriendZonePodcast. We will see you there. And that's it for this week's episode. As always, we love you so much. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.